Welcome to another session of Academic Research Logs. Today, I want to talk about imposter syndrome. So for those who maybe have clicked this video, you obviously maybe want to hear a little bit about what it means, and maybe you've had an experience of imposter syndrome in the past, and you also want to hear about my own experiences. So today, I want to talk about my experience of having imposter syndrome. So with imposter syndrome, it's something that would come on and off, and you know, I've had various experiences at different stages of my career with it. And being in academia, I think this is something that maybe happens to a lot of us often. But a few weeks ago, I had a really good mentor of mine, someone that I trust, and someone that I really do look up to, asked me if I would be happy to come and join and do some training for nurses internationally. So it was an online training, and the training was for nurses who maybe wanted to learn a bit more about research, how to use evidence-based practice. And for me, that's something that I am passionate about as well. I'm passionate about nursing education, whether internationally or overseas or developing countries, really, how we incorporate research into our practice. That's one of my passion as well. So for me, that was just a straight yes. I'm like, yes, definitely, I want to be part of it. I would love to be part of it as well. So the day before the training, I put all of my slides together, everything. I was happy with the slides. I was ready for it to go. And the training went well. I got good feedback from people from the training. They're like, oh, we loved the training. It was really good. We learned a lot from it. And there were feedbacks as well on how I could improve on areas that, you know, they would have loved for me to maybe delve a bit deeper into, things that they would have loved me to maybe, you know, talk about more. So these were all positives, and, you know, they were all constructive feedback in the sense that they were positives and things I could do better. But in my imposter syndrome mind, I'm thinking, you know, I've only just put these slides together yesterday, and they're probably going to find me out and just find out that I'm just trying to make this work, and I'm just fumbling my way through the slides and just trying to make it work and trying to, you know, make sure that they don't find me out, that I'm not quite sure of what's going on here. But and it should be the opposite, you know. It should be, oh, I've done really well. I put the slides together yesterday. I've got great feedback from the people that I delivered it to. They loved it. They gave me constructive feedback. They enjoyed it. They felt as if they've learned something. And this is the areas that they want me to improve in. But no, when imposter syndrome kicks in, you don't think like that. You think as if, oh, this is just not right. I've thrown it together yesterday. It's not going to work. They're probably going to find out that this is not, you know, the best that I could do and all of that. But what has helped me through my career and through my progression in academia, what I find has really helped me is some of the things that I've done is rather than focus on negatives in terms of maybe when you get a constructive feedback, and a constructive feedback, of course, should be both, you know, pick out the positives and, of course, some things that might be negative as well. When I get feedbacks like that, rather than focus on just the negatives, I look at both. So now I don't just focus on the negatives. And it's interesting the way our minds work sometimes, because we tend to gravitate towards the negative feedback. We tend to sort of, our brain sort of tends to stick towards the negative feedback rather than focus on the positives and both together. But what I do now is I look at both together and I treat it as a learning curve. So how can I do better? I don't see it as a setback. I see it as a way to learn. I see it as a learning curve. So that's one thing that has really helped me in terms of not letting imposter syndrome draw me down. So another thing that I've always done as well is to ask questions. So if I'm not sure about something, there's no pretense. You know, if there's something that I don't know, I go and ask other people, people who are probably highly skilled than me or better in the area. I go and I ask them, so what do you think about this? What's your opinion about this? I know my limitations and I know my capabilities, and I know that I can work on this limitation and get better at it. You know, I ask people who are highly skilled than me and who I think I've got more experience than I do. So again, asking questions, because no one knows it all. And that's the thing, you know, there's a saying that the top of your mountain is the bottom of someone else's mountain. So again, it's about recognizing that no one knows it all. And no matter where, no matter how high you go, there will be someone that's higher than you. So again, that just shows that you cannot know everything. We do not have all the answers. You know, we keep learning and keep growing. So that's another thing that I've always done, asking questions and never be afraid to ask or never feel intimidated to ask, you know, and because that's how we grow and how we get better. Another thing as well that I've always done and that's really helped me is not to get competitive with people or have that competitive spirit. What I do is, for example, if I see that someone knows how to do something better than I'm doing it, or they're really good at something, I go to them and ask questions and ask them, how can I do it better as well? You know, it could be, for example, say I'm doing a particular type of research and I'm not confident in that area and I know someone that's their area. Rather than be competitive with them or, you know, have that competitive instinct that naturally we tend to have, I'll go to them, I could buy them a cup of coffee and just spend time with them and just learn as much as I can from them. So again, you know, all these things I find has really helped me to combat imposter syndrome that tends to plague us in academia. And that's all from me today, and I just want to say a big thank you as well to people who have been following and people who have been watching the video and listening. Please don't forget to subscribe and to like. If you do, it just means that people will actually need to hear this, or people will maybe are wanting to know a little bit more about this topic will see this video as well. So thank you again. Thank you very much. I appreciate every single person that's watching and following and commenting and liking. Thank you. And I hope to see you all again in my next video. Bye.